Hi, I'm Steve Hansen with GridLogic, and this presentation is an introduction to the OpenXML SDK 2.0. This presentation is really going to focus on solution development with the SDK, including a survey of the tools that are available to help you with your development efforts. So although it's possible to start developing with nothing more than a class library for manipulating zip files and an XML parser, you'll enjoy the productivity gains provided by the following tools. The primary tool you'll definitely want to acquire is the OpenXML SDK 2. This can be downloaded for free from Microsoft. The OpenXML SDK is a set of strongly typed part classes you can use to manipulate OpenXML documents. It's built on top of the capabilities of system.io.packaging, which is part of the .NET framework and provides capabilities for manipulating zip files and packages. The OpenXML SDK also provides a few helpful tools, including the OpenXML SDK version 2 productivity tool for Office and complete documentation for the SDK. The productivity tool includes features like the ability to generate OpenXML SDK source code based on document content, the ability to compare source and target documents to reveal differences, document validation, and more. Another useful tool is a group of code snippets for performing various OpenXML tasks. The OpenXML code snippets can be downloaded from Microsoft and includes code in C# and VB. Finally, be sure to download and install the OpenXML Package Editor Power Tool for Visual Studio. This is an add-in that enables you to parse and edit OpenXML documents right in Visual Studio. The OpenXML SDK is currently on version 2. In version 1, the SDK simplified the manipulation of OpenXML packages by providing strongly typed part classes. Version 2 takes this further by extending strongly typed class support to the content within parts. So instead of relying on generic XML functionality to manipulate XML, which requires you to be aware of the elements and attributes and values, spelling, the namespaces, and so forth, you can use the SDK to accomplish the same solution by simply manipulating objects representing the underlying elements, attributes, and values. So for example, the snippet of code shows the code necessary for creating a new document and adding text to it. Without the SDK, you'd need to understand the XML schema associated with a word processing ML document and create the XML directly in your code. So you'd need to know that in the word namespace there's a document node. Then within that node, there's a body node. And then within that node, there's a node simply called P, which represents a paragraph. And then within that node, there's another one called R for a run. And then within that node, and so forth. You get the idea. So even if you have all the syntax memorized, you still need to pay attention to spelling, capitalization, and such without any design time support to validate your work. The SDK also includes a productivity tool. The productivity tool provides a number of features designed to improve your productivity while working with the SDK and OpenXML files. Using the productivity tool, you can generate OpenXML SDK source code based on document content. The source code can be used to regenerate all or part of the document. You can also use the tool to compare source and target OpenXML documents to highlight the differences. You can reveal differences in part structure as well as content differences. Based on those differences, you can then generate source code that employs the OpenXML SDK to generate the target document from the source document. Also supported are validation features. You can validate an entire document, a specific document part, or segment of content against Office 2007 or Office 2010 file formats. In addition, you can display API documentation for the classes, methods, and properties in the SDK, as well as the relevant corresponding information from the specifications for OpenXML. All this information is available at a glance in a tabbed interface. Finally, the productivity tool is a great way to understand the structure of OpenXML documents. Using the Document Explorer, you can drill down into the OpenXML of a given document and use the related functionality to not only generate source code, but to show the XML associated with the selected part of the document. So let me show you a quick example of that. Here, let's say you've got the Excel workbook containing the data showed in the screenshot on the top left of the slide. and you'd like to understand both the XML structure supporting this content as well as the code to generate the content. To do this, you just open up the workbook using the productivity tool and then navigate to the sheet data associated with the worksheet in question using the Document Explorer, as I'm doing in the bottom left-hand side of the screenshot. Once you've found the appropriate node, you just right-click on it and choose Reflect Code, as shown in the slide. And then the Productivity tool will show both the underlying XML associated with the selected item, along with the code required to generate the content, as shown on the right-hand side of the slide here. Another useful tool for learning and experimenting with OpenXML is the OpenXML SDK Code Snippets. This is a collection of 52 snippets that you can use to perform a wide variety of common Office development tasks. There's VB and C# snippets applicable to Excel, Word, and PowerPoint. The OpenXML Power Tool for Visual Studio is an add-in that you can download that allows you to open up OpenXML package files directly in Visual Studio. You can view all of the contents in a tree view and then double-click on the items of interest to open the part in Visual Studio's XML editor. You can also use the tool to add or remove parts or set up relationships between parts. In the example on this slide, I'm browsing the part contents of a Word document. So let's look at a typical OpenXML scenario. One common scenario that can be handled using the SDK is document assembly. But unlike the generic mail merge functionality that you could envision in Word, you've got complete control over the entire process. And unlike traditional object model manipulation, the OpenXML approach is appropriate for server-based scenarios. Since the OpenXML SDK doesn't use the Office object models, there's no requirement or dependency for having Office installed on the computer that's running the process. For example, you could have a SharePoint list event handler that uses the SDK to create a new document instance, inject it with the required data, and then save it to a document library or other location. One thing to keep in mind when using the SDK, though, is that the SDK does not perform things like document layout or does not do calculation in an Excel workbook. These actions take place when the documents are opened in Word or Excel. Now, the implication of this is that you can't create a document and simply save it right to PDF or XPS, since the SDK won't do things like paginate the document or lay it out in Word before you save it to PDF. Now, the solution in this case is to use Word Automation Services, which is a component of SharePoint 2010. Word Automation Services provide a programmatic way to perform server-based document layout and conversion. That's nice because then you can create the documents using the SDK and then convert them to PDF or XPS using Word Automation Services, all directly on the server without any dependency on Microsoft Office in a very high-performing manner. So let's take a quick look at a demo. Now that you've seen how we can use the OpenXML SDK to automatically generate pre-populated employee performance reviews on the client, let's take a look at how we can reuse much of the same code in the server-side solution. Here again, we're going to use the OpenXML SDK. However, this time we're going to manipulate server-based documents and perform all of the work directly on the server. So as you can see here, I've set up a simple SharePoint site, and I've got an employee review documents document library. I've already uploaded the employee performance review template, which is our Word document that we want to fill with information. And I also have already uploaded the manager workbook, where I've got the plan information by employee for each of my different sales categories. So what I would like to do here is create a simple web part and add it to this site in this area with just a simple button that when clicked will go ahead and generate employee performance reviews for each of my salespeople. Additionally, what I'd like to do here is take advantage of Word Automation Services to convert the Word documents to PDF. So let's take a brief look at the code required to implement this solution. So as I mentioned, this project contains a SharePoint web part that has a single button. When you click on the button, an event handler button process click is going to fire and then call process employees. One of the differences between this project and the project I showed in the client side is that now I need to open up the Excel workbook. And I'm going to open up the workbook using the OpenXML SDK, and I'm going to open it up directly from my document library. So you can see here I've specified a workbook URL with a path to where the workbook is located. And I'm calling in and using a memory stream object here to read the file into memory. Notice here that I am using the OpenXML SDK. I'm using a spreadsheet document to represent my workbook. And then once I have that open, I'm going to loop through all of the sheets in the workbook. And then if the sheet name is not equal to summary, I'm going to call process employee. So other than opening up the Excel workbook, much of this is the same. So let's take a look at process employee. And here there's a little difference again, just because I'm opening up the Word document directly from the server. So I've got to specify the URL to the document. And then when I have the document open, I am going to use the memory stream object because we're on the server here. But once the document is open, I'm going to use the same methods I used before on the client. I've got populate employee info, populate plan element, and populate actual info. Let's take a look at populate employee info. In populate employee info, this is exactly the same as the code used on the client side. Many calls to get content control and modify content control. Looking at get content control, you can see that these are the same as well. Same thing with modify content control. So I'm reusing much the same code that I wrote in the past. One thing that's different here is that since I need to retrieve the data from Excel using the OpenXML SDK, I had to add some methods to do that. So the primary method that I added was getCellValueFromNamedRange. And so we'll take a look at this, and you can see that it is a little bit different than you would do on the client side. Here we're using the OpenXML SDK, and we've got a workbook part, and we're going to look for the specific name both from the worksheet name and the range name from the workbook. And then once we find it, we need to get the cell value out. Here again, I've got a different method to use. GetCellValue goes into and looks at the inner text and then determines how it needs to handle that inner text to return the correct value. So both GetCellValue and GetCellValueFromNamedRange, again, they're different here. They use OpenXML SDK, and it's different from the client side because on the client side I was already had the workbook open and I was using the Excel object model. So I'm going to go back to process employees, back to process employee. And after the employee is processed, at the very end of this, you see a convert to PDF method. So let's go look at that. Convert to PDF is going to do is create a new conversion job using Word Automation Services. And it's going to create a copy of the document. It's going to save it as PDF. Notice, though, you could use XPS here as well. And then it's simply going to create a new file. It's going to just replace the .docx extension with PDF. So let's go ahead and build and deploy this. So let's take a look at how this web part works. First of all, I need to add the web part to the page here. So I'm going to go on page, I'm going to edit, and then insert. And I'm going to just insert it right down here. I'm going to insert a web part and a custom web part, my employee review web part. Click add. I'll just go ahead and save and close the page here. So when I click this, it's going to go ahead and create the employee review documents right down here. And almost instantly, we get all of our documents back. And if we look at Linda's here, we can see it's already populated with all of her information. So one of the things you might have noticed is that the PDF documents aren't here. So the Word Automation Services runs on a timer, and it only runs in certain intervals which you can control. So I really need to go ahead and refresh that. Then I'll go ahead and refresh the page, and now I've got my PDF versions of the documents here as well. So I could go ahead and open that up. And you can see now I've got the PDF version of the document as well. So in summary, performing document creation, manipulation, and conversion on the server using the OpenXML SDK and Word Automation Services can now be performed in a reliable, scalable, and supported manner. Additionally, as you consider solutions that target client and server environments, a primary advantage of using the OpenXML SDK is that you can create code that is relevant on both the client and the server, which is a valuable benefit which is not possible using traditional object model manipulation techniques. That's it for this presentation. To summarize, to get started with the OpenXML SDK, be sure to download the SDK, the productivity tool, and the OpenXML package editor for Visual Studio. Then hit up the references at the bottom of the slide to learn more about using the SDK.